Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
The bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches at Merritt's store on South Columbia Street have made the Merritt name famous all across the South. And that fame comes thanks to famous authors like Rosecrans Baldwin, who wrote recently in Our State magazine, quote, "The BLT has become Merritt's calling card, a destination sandwich, featured in magazines like National Geographic, Traveler, Every Day with Rachel Ray. And on a busy Saturday in the summer, Merritt sells up to 700 of them with a 45-minute wait at the door," unquote. And this attention is a tribute to owners Robin and Robert Britt, who took over Merritt's in 1991 and have made their signature sandwich a memorable treat. Well, the Chapel Hill Historical Society and the Britt family are celebrating Merritt Store and Grill, a Chapel Hill tradition, Sunday at 3 p.m. at the store at 1009 South Columbia Street, and everybody's invited. Merritt Store actually began in the early 1920s, according to a story that Ruby Hunt Merritt told me a few years ago before she died in 2013. Eben Merritt's sister brought him by to see Ruby when he was home from school for Christmas vacation in 1924. Eben was finishing high school away from home because the work on his family's farm, plowing in the spring and picking cotton in the fall, made it impossible for him to finish the local high school. Well, Eben was immediately smitten. He spent New Year's Day 1925 with Ruby and told her he would like to spend all year long just like New Year's. And by Christmas, he had given her a diamond, and they were married June 12, 1926. Eben bought a truck and made a business hauling sand from Morgan Creek for construction projects on the university campus. And in 1929, he took over a store that had been operated by Mr. Sparrow in a building owned by Mr. Brud Bennett down the hill from where it is now. That's Ms. Merritt's words. Later, Eben got another truck and bought a bulldozer and a front-end loader, and he built a business digging basements and ponds. He even dug the holes for the foundations for the original Memorial Hospital, now UNC Hospital's building. Sometime around 1940, he had earned enough money to build his own store building, and that's the same one that exists today. Eben operated a gas station, auto repair shop, grocery store, and community gathering place there until he retired after a heart attack in 1974. He carried a big wad of money in his wallet. He was making change and cashing checks like a walking banker. Ruby told me he always had a pistol. He was robbed twice. They got money, but he wasn't hurt. Once, according to Eben's son, Dr. Wendell Merritt, two men robbed the store and took several hundred dollars from the cash register, but they missed the thousands of dollars in Eben's wallet. Lots of stories, and we'll hear many of them as the Merritt and Britt families and their friends gather this afternoon. Many more stories will be told and hopes expressed that Merritt's store will be a part of the Chapel Hill scene for many, many years to come. This is D.G. Martin.